Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Archie Miller's Indiana Hoosiers were victorious yesterday, running Northwestern out of the gym 66-46. It was a tale of two halves for the Hoosiers as they got in early foul trouble with Zach McRoberts and Juwan Morgan not even playing 3 minutes. The second half saw them shoot the lights out of the basketball, but it was their defense that was the key, as Coach Miller tells us.
Really proud of the guys. Good win for our team. Have a lot of respect for Northwestern and how well they execute and some of the things they did. But I thought our guys really amped it up in the first half in terms of our intensity level defensively. We were stagnant against the zone, and not having, you know, Juwan for a good part of that first half obviously impacted our offense, not being able to play through them a little bit. But the defensive intensity in the first half was excellent, and then I thought in the second half, offensively, we were much different. We moved better, really shared the ball, and had some guys step up and make some big baskets to alleviate some of the pressure. Really good win for our team. Excited for them. Have another week here to work a little bit before we play again.
Indiana's defense stepped up again. Only 46 total points. What was the key to keeping Northwestern off the scoreboard?
We're a lot quicker. We're a lot more mobile, especially with our front court. As Duran goes down, you get faster. It's just inevitably the guys that are in the game are quicker and we move better. I think just keeping the ball out of the post has been a big key for us here. In general, guys have done a pretty good job on the ball. And I thought today, just in terms of not letting their shooters get comfortable looks, having to put the ball on the floor. And then I thought we did a decent job on McIntosh, just in terms of trying to keep a body in front of them and not let them get all the way to the basket. We got to keep working at it. I know we're going to be playing bigger teams, and firepower that we go against in this league is tough. But if we're together and we keep being tough-minded, if we keep getting more intelligent in some areas defensively, I think, you know, especially at home, we can be tough to deal with.
The Simon Scott Assembly Hall home court, 66-46 winners. That's three in a row. Indiana now tied for third in the Big Ten. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Once again, it was the senior guards leading the way for Archie Miller's Hoosiers in their 66-46 victory over Northwestern Sunday afternoon at the Simon Scott Assembly Hall. Robert Johnson knocked down 5 of 11 three-pointers, only took one other shot from the field, and led Indiana with 17 points. But a number that sticks out to Coach Miller and the fans should be how many rebounds he has. For the third game in a row, he's had more than 5 rebounds. He had 6 last night, all on the defensive side of things. What's been the key to Robert Johnson finding some consistency here lately?
Just being aggressive. You know, the one thing with Rob is he's a great kid. He's really coachable. And I think as he struggled through the course of the December months of January, early January, when he couldn't, you know, buy the open shot, he never got frustrated. He's continued to really work hard defensively. He's taken a lot of pride in his rebounding right now. When we've gotten smaller, we've got to be more collective in that. And usually when you work like he works, good things happen and it gets turned around. And we just keep encouraging him, shoot the ball when you're open. Don't pass one up. I think he still passes a couple too many up. He's got to let it go, because that's one of the things he does best. And he broke the game open in the second half, a couple big shots.
The backcourt that was so influential against Penn State stepped up again on Sunday afternoon, and they did so on the defensive side as well. Scotty Lindsey, the leading scorer for Northwestern, just 1 of 15. Bryant McIntosh, not much better, just 2 of 8. That's 3 of 23. Devontae Green had 5 steals in 21 minutes, only 4 points, but that defensive effort will make Coach Miller pleased as well. Josh Newkirk, Johnson's senior running mate, he had 12 points and 2 assists and played a solid floor game. A night when the front court couldn't get going, the back court had to, as Indiana holds Northwestern to 46 points, 4-2 in league play, and tied for third. Not bad on a Monday morning, with Michigan State coming up on Friday. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.